Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The caller number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, today is Sunday, and I'm super excited about today. I'm always super excited, so you'll hear me say that quite often, but super excited about life, super excited to have my guest, Shonda Mays, in the studio with me. Say hello, Shonda.
Hi, everyone.
Awesome, awesome. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Shonda, I want you to please tell us your story. Tell us your testimony.
Wow. Well, life hasn't been a crystal fair for me, and I'm sure it hasn't been that way for many of you as well. So one of the things that kind of changed my life and pushed me where I'm at right now was the fact that, you know, I had gone through a series of things in life, such as domestic violence, being in relationships that I should not have been in, and just settling for men who didn't deserve me. And that started like a downward spiral in my life of just low self-esteem, self-hatred, a lot of pain. So I think when I was around 19, I started dating a guy who was maybe about 4 or 5 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, he started off being, you know, a gentleman, pretty cool. I wasn't looking for anything too serious because I was in college, I was working, and I just wasn't really looking for anything too serious. But, you know, we hung out. The more we hung out, the more we liked each other, and, you know, things started getting pretty serious between us. And as things got serious between us, I started noticing that, you know, he was a little bit more controlling of me and things that he required from me, but he didn't, you know, keep those same things for himself. He didn't want to be faithful. He didn't want to do, you know, he didn't want to be how a man should be to a woman.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, so it was really a rough situation for me. And basically, he started verbally abusing me and, you know, telling me I was unattractive. You know, I needed to lose weight, all those types of things. And then the abuse, it turned physical eventually. And this went on from the time I was 19 up until I was about 24, I want to say 24, 25.
Wow.
And I finally got the strength to kind of walk away from it.
Okay.
And that was like, it was a major point in my life, but at the same time, walking away, I never really dealt with the baggage from that particular relationship, from being, you know, abused physically and verbally. So I was just a broken person. So with that, me being broken, I would move from one relationship and I automatically got into another relationship or dealing with somebody or being with men who just had nothing to offer me, to be honest with you.
Right.
And it just started a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I never took the time to really heal myself or deal with the wounds that I had from the emotional and physical abuse. And I tried to just use one of the ways that I tried to, like, medicate myself, I guess, was with sex. So it was just like self-medication through sex that would take the pain away for that particular time. And I just kind of went from one relationship into another bad relationship and into another bad relationship. So I would say back in, 2011, I gave birth to my second child. I have two daughters.
Awesome. How old are they?
They are 4 and 11, 10, soon to be 11.
Okay.
They are absolute blessings. I love them very, very, very much. But the time after I had my second daughter was a very trying time for me. I was in a situation with her father that was not the best, and it was a lot of, bad communication between the two of us. Things went sour right after I had her. He was just a very, very nasty person to me. And
wow.
You know, I made a lot of adjustments dealing with him. I lived in Maryland, and I moved to Georgia.
Okay.
Based on our relationship and the promises that he made me. So when he, you know, broke things off with me, it was devastating for me.
I can imagine.
It was very hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I spiraled into postpartum depression, and I suffered with that for about 3 years. Up until my daughter was about three. She's going to be five. And it was just a very, very, very dark time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated myself. I hated what I saw when I looked in the mirror.
Wow.
And it was just a struggle. And I got to the point where, you know, thinking about all of the baggage from all the previous relationships, the domestic violence, just being verbally abused, low self-esteem, you know, I had had it with life. So at one point I made a decision to take my life because I felt like I was not worth living. Life was not worth living for me, and I wasn't, you know, I guess I didn't have anything to offer anyone, not even my kids.
Mm.
So I just felt worthless, and I thought that taking my life was the best option.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's kind of long, but...
That's all right. That's all right.
Long story short, my mom found me out. I made a decision to try to hang myself, and my mother actually found me hanging.
Jesus.
And she saved my life. Well, the Holy Spirit through her saved my life.
Yes.
And that was a pivotal moment in my life. When I say devil had me flat on my back with his foot on my neck.
My God.
And, you know, I didn't know how I could make it out of that situation. I was just completely surrounded by darkness. You know, all I saw was darkness. And, you know, I had no fight left in me whatsoever. I was done. You know, I was tired of feeling worthless. I was tired of feeling like I was unlovable. I was tired of feeling like no one cared about me. And it was rough. It was really, really rough for me. The things that my daughter's father was doing and saying to me, and, you know, he had people threatening my life. You know, it was just really crazy.
My God.
So I just really felt like I had nothing to offer. I just felt worthless. And my mother saved me, and, you know, I just remember her telling me that I had to fight through it and that, you know, God had a bigger plan for my life. And, you know,
mm-mm-mm.
I've always known that I had a call on my life and it was something that God wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see myself as being worthy of anything that God would require me to do. You know, I always used to think that you had to be one of those people who walk the straight and narrow path your entire life. I couldn't be the mess that I was,
right?
And God used me. But what I came to learn was that God uses people in, you know, the most broken people, the most messed up people, and, you know, he makes them a walking testimony for his kingdom. So through all the brokenness, I just really started to build my relationship with God, and that was important for me. So here I am. I mean, after surviving, you know, physical abuse, going through depression, I'm here, and I know that God wants to use me. So however he wants to use me, I'm going to allow him to do just that.
My God, what a powerful testimony. And I am so grateful that you shared. And not only that did you share, what really got and brought tears to my eyes is the fact that you said that you tried to hang yourself. And I mean, there's a lot of people that try to, for example, commit suicide and things of that nature, but most of the times you hear stories about them just swallowing pills. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
But, wow.
Yeah, I felt like that was it. I wanted it to be done.
Wow.
You know, I didn't want to take pills and then somebody come and pump my stomach. I wanted to be done. And I thought hanging myself was, you know, as crazy as it may sound, the best way for me to go ahead and just go out, just slowly lose consciousness and die.
My God.
So.
And thank God for your mom being available and, you know, being there for you and of course finding you. And I can't even imagine how she felt at the time when she did see, hey, my child, you know, is in this situation. And it's just truly amazing because sitting here with you, our stories are so similar.
Right.
And I know, I remember meeting you, and I'm going to try my best not to cry. Oh, my God. But I remember meeting you, was it the year before last, I believe?
I think it was last year.
Was it last year?
Last year in May.
Okay, so maybe Time is moving so quickly. Oh, my God. But last year we met, and at that time I gravitated towards you. I could tell the type of person that you was, and I gravitated towards your spirit. And that's why every so often I would keep in touch with you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I said, there's something about her, and our ministry is so similar until it's just unreal. The only difference, for example, everything that you stated about your testimony is the same as mine.
Wow.
I mean, I went through the depression. I went through postpartum depression as well before my son was born, during the pregnancy, after the pregnancy. And then on the other hand of that, you know, I had a miscarriage as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I experienced that before, during, and after. And most of my middle school, high school years, I've been dealing with and battling depression from the time I was in middle school. Now, I didn't go to the doctor and, you know, when I was a child, and they told me, okay, you're suffering from depression, but common sense and God told me what I was suffering from, you know what I mean? But that is very, very powerful. For me, you know, even though I went through everything that I went through, the only thing is I never had a desire, or I never felt, even though everything was bad and everything was bad for me, I never felt like, okay, I want to take my life. I still kind of felt like I had something to live for,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But that's just powerful, and I'm very grateful for you to even share your story, because you just never know who is listening to this radio show, and you may be saving a life right at this very moment, you know, for just stating what you just say, you know, what you just said. So I'm very grateful for you sharing that. And also just want to say we are Periscoping live, you guys. If you are on Periscope and you're tuning in with me, please feel free to tap the screen, give us some hearts. We have in the studio today Ms. Shonda Mays, and I am just super excited, you guys. Make sure that if you have a question or a comment, make sure you call into the radio show at 347-850-8557. And feel free to ask your question or state your comment for Shonda or myself. And again, if you're on Periscope and you're tuning in with us, please feel free to share the broadcast for me, because somebody needs to hear this story. Somebody needs to hear Shonda's testimony. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and keep going. Shonda, I know that you just recently, and I'm not sure if it's too recent, but you have the Queen Project.
The Queendom Project.
The Queen, say that one more time.
The Queendom Project.
The Queendom Project.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about the project.
Well, through all that I've gone through, God dropped it in my spirit to start the Queendom Project, because of women like myself who have gone through things where they felt worthless, being promiscuous or dealing with men and not getting, you know, what they want, and just not really knowing their value. So God
yes.
told me to start the Queendom Project because I had a story to tell, and I had things that I needed to share with women. And what I learned going through all that I had gone through was that a lot of times, I'm going to talk about sex right now, people don't understand that when you're being intimate with someone, how spirits jump.
Yes, ma'am.
And those spirits get on you.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's one of the things, the biggest lessons I learned in life. And I wanted to educate women on that. And, you know, just like I lost sight of the fact that I had a crown given to me at birth by God that no one could take from me.
Mm-hmm.
I just forgot that it was on my head.
Right.
So, you know, with the Queendom Project, my goal is to, number one, you know, tell, you know, inspire and encourage women to build a relationship with God. Because when you have a relationship with God and you know how he sees you, it's nothing that no one on the outside can do to you to take away your God-given crown and your love and the love that he has for you. No one can take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me starting the Queendom Project was that I promote celibacy. I've been celibate for 3 years now.
Yes.
So, you
yes.
know, it's been a journey, because I just realized that I was picking up spirits from people that I laid down with.
Yes, ma'am.
I was being bonded with people that God didn't intend for me to be bonded with.
Yes, ma'am.
And I suffered. You know, I suffered from that. And what I learned from one of my I'm not going to put the person out there. But in one of my relationships, I know the person was depressed. When you lay down with somebody,
depression.
That spirit transferred to me.
That's it.
And it got on me. And that's how I ended up being severely depressed, after having my child and even going to the point where I wanted to kill myself because I know that person for a fact had some depression issues.
Right, right.
But see, that's what happens when we lay down with people who God didn't intend for us to be with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I started the Queendom Project, is to talk to women about soul ties, to encourage them to be celibate. Wait for the man that God has ordained for you before you go jumping in the sack with this person and that person, because you don't know what you're picking up. There's more things out there than just sexually transmitted diseases. I call
that's
them
right.
Sexually transmitted demons, okay?
That's it.
So... that, you know?
You already know I can relate. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, it's such a big deal. And mm-hmm. I don't think people really understand just mm-hmm. how big a deal unmarried sex is. Like, once I got that ingrained in me and God dropped that in my spirit, you know, I'm a big proponent of not just talking about it, but walking the walk.
That's it.
So nothing that I say to a woman, you know, if I say I'm celibate, I'm celibate. That's my word.
That's it.
And if I'm preaching the message to other women, it's because I'm walking it myself. And
that's
a lot
it.
Of people don't do that.
That's very true. A lot of times, you know, people are actually, hi, you guys. Thank you for
hi.
The hearts on Periscope. We appreciate you. A lot of times people are definitely in different ministries and not doing what they are truly, say, you know, saying that they're truly doing. You know, I think that for you to be celibate for 3 years, that's awesome. I'm living a life of celibacy myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy
girl.
At all. Do you hear me? Because when you go from having an addiction to not having sex at all,
mm-hmm.
my God, today. And do you know how many people that, I mean, as far as phone calls, text messages, emails, I mean, I've been getting all types of different you know, people coming at me in different
yeah.
ways, you know, and I'm just like, God, what is this? But at the end of the day, I know that he is testing me
yep.
through the midst of my celibacy, okay? He is testing me. I mean, I had one person tell me, you know, when you're ready to have sex, give me a call. I said, well, you're going to be waiting a very long time, you know what I mean? Because I totally agree with you when it comes to, you know, the spirits and the transfers and the dealing with the sexually transmitted diseases
mm-hmm.
as well as the sexually transmitted demons. Oh, my God, we can talk about that forever, honey, because
right, right.
I'm telling you, I am telling you.
It's something. And it's not, like you said, it's not easy being celibate. It's
yeah,
not.
It's not.
I'm tempted all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I said, at one point in my life, sex was therapeutic for me. It was
yes,
therapy for me. That's
it was.
The way I medicated myself.
Same for me. Mm-hmm.
You know, I put that was the Band-Aid I put
mm-hmm.
on all of my wounds.
Absolutely.
So, you know, once I had to really, really admit what my problem was, I had to get really real with myself,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and say, this
and
is
get
an
serious
issue.
With God.
And get serious
mm-hmm,
with God.
Mm-hmm.
And
not just
is,
talk. Get
yeah,
serious.
I mean, my mom always says that you cannot have a right relationship with God and you still
doing
the
wrong
devil's
thing.
Work.
That's
okay.
It.
So I had to really, really get real with myself and say, you know, I say I'm one to be married. I say I want this. I say I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's time for me to get my relationship with God and it right. And once your relationship with God is in order, everything else falls into place.
Right.
So, you know, I don't really focus on the whole man thing. Yes, I want to have a man. Yes, I want to get married. But that's not my focus. My
yeah.
focus is God and doing what it is he's called me to do first and foremost. Everything else after that, it will fall into place. And
that's
then,
it.
You know, being celibate is just not an easy thing. I've had guys, you know, one recently called me, and he thinks that, you know, by calling me and whispering sweet nothings in my ear, that's going to entice me to want to lay down with him. And I tell him,
baby, they
well,
don't have no clue.
You have nothing to offer me. If what you have to offer me is what you have between your legs, I'll
that's
have.
That's not enough.
That's
mm-hmm.
generic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get that anywhere. In fact, you can buy that at the store.
Come on.
I don't need it. I don't need it, okay?
Tell the truth, shame
right.
the devil. You,
you know,
hear me?
You can keep that. That's generic.
That's
give
it.
Me something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I tell him, you can't be the man that God has for me. It's the only thing that you can offer me is that. If you can't be pray for me, be my covering or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
I do not need you.
Right.
Okay, so you got to keep it moving.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I say, and just this morning, you know, I had someone, I asked someone, I said, hey, I said, now, are you willing to date someone and not have sex? So his comment was no. I said, well, at this point, you can lose my number.
Absolutely.
Okay. So he goes into, I mean, honey, wanted to text for about 20 minutes. in regards to why, you know, I don't want to have sex and this and that and the third. And I'm like, listen, I have ministry, okay? There's a lot of things in my past that I used to do that I don't do anymore. So what I choose to do right now is live a life of celibacy. And, you know, he was like, well, what about your boyfriend? Okay, I don't have a boyfriend, but he was saying, okay, what about your man? Mm-hmm. Or what about the man that you're dating? And I told him, I said, God is the person that will never fail me.
Right.
I said, men will fail me, not me. Oh, yeah. And I said to myself, I said, brother, you just don't know. I've been through enough to know that men will fail me. Okay, but at the end of the day, I know that God will never fail us. So therefore, that's why we have him in our lives. That's why he's most important. And it's, at the end of the day, it's not about a man.
No.
You know,
no.
It's not.
And when you really, like I said, when you're really trying to get your walk right with God, you know, Jesus said, go and sin no more.
That's
so
it.
That means you
stop.
That means stop it. It mm-hmm. doesn't mean to continue to do what you're doing.
Right.
Repentance is asking for forgiveness, but also not continuing
changing.
To do the same thing. It's change,
uh-huh.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've had guys the same thing. It's just like, dude, you don't have anything for me? Keep it moving. You can be my man. If you want to be my man and be in a committed relationship, then your number one focus should not be getting in my pants.
Right.
It should be, you know, us building that relationship.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, God designed sex between a husband and a wife. If you are not my husband, we have not said any vows before God. You're not getting anything from me.
That's
nothing.
It.
Nothing of the sexual nature. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, that's generic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, miss me with all of that. That's,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I have no problem with telling anybody that. Any man that comes to me with that, no. In the past, because
Amen.
Of how I felt about myself and
mm-hmm.
how, you know, I was always looking for validation, you know, of my worth through men, it would have been something different. But thank God for growth. You know, thank God for him opening my eyes to see things the way he needed me to see them. You know,
mm-hmm.
I always say I had to die that spiritual death, even in me trying to commit suicide. I died a spiritual death.
That's
the
it.
Old me had to die
That's
for
it.
The new me to be born.
That's it.
And for me to be able to go forward and do what it is that God has called me to do.
That's it.
And I feel like, you know, now's my opportunity to take this message, take this testimony to other women. I actually have a conference coming up, which it's going to be in June, and it's in Virginia. It's going to be in Virginia. I'm doing my first conference. I'm from Virginia, so
awesome.
I actually went home in December. One of my best friends was having an event, and she announced that I would be the keynote speaker for one of her conferences coming up this year.
Awesome.
And when she told the women what it was that I do and what my ministry was about, So many women came to me and asked me, so when is your conference? And that was not even in my mind to do,
right.
But I knew that was God telling me to move on it.
Right.
And no one is doing anything like that back home. So I'm taking that
good.
Conference
good.
Back home,
good.
And we're going to get really real about sex and soul ties. And, you know, it's not just for single women, it's for married women too.
That's it.
A lot of married women.
They carry it into their marriage.
And they don't understand why certain things are going on within their marriage.
Very
you have
great.
All these soul ties with other
yes.
people.
Yes.
So we're going to help
yes.
the women get set free.
Yes.
And I'm really, really, really excited about that. So that's what I created the Queendom Project for. I'm going to take my ministry, my message on the road.
Yes.
And have God use me however he decides to use me.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm super excited because I am just like overjoyed to finally get an opportunity to sit down and talk with you and just have girl talk. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And we are way past overdue. I'm just so happy for you in regards to the conference. And what I do want to say to you is that I am I would participate and help me with that amongst the other my great other sisters and friends and
Absolutely.
All that good stuff. So we're going to definitely plan that. We're just kind of brainstorming, trying to figure out location and stuff
okay.
like that. So as soon as we get a set date and time and all that good stuff, I'm going to make sure that you participate and be a part because your story is powerful and people need to hear
mm-hmm.
truly, you know, your life experiences and things of that nature.
Yeah, and see, my thing is, you know, I'm the type of woman that I would keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of people, I call them church folks, who who act like they've never done nothing in their life. Please. You know, they've been holier than that all their
life. I lived in the church, okay?
You know, and I don't, I'm not like that. I'm going to keep it real with you. I like to meet people right where they are. You know, you can't touch people by pretending to be someone that you're really not. Because we've all sinned, we've all fallen short of the glory. We've all done stuff that, you know, hasn't been the best. So, you know, I'm going to keep it real. And that's the thing. I'm excited to bring my message to any woman who's open enough to hear it and have some real talk. So, I'm ready for it. So you just keep me posted.
Absolutely. Thank you for the hearts, Periscope. We love you. Thank you so, so much. You guys, at this time, wow, the time is like flying by already.
Wow.
You guys, make sure that if you have a question or a comment, please feel free to call us at 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. And you can speak with Shonda Mays or myself, Crystal Chanel. At this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break, excuse me, and we'll get right back into it, okay? Thank you.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
All right, you guys, just want to say thank you to my friend, Mr. Robert Green, for those great commercials. He is just awesome. So, of course, for my friends that have radio shows, if you're definitely looking for someone that will do commercials for you, please feel free to let me know, and I'll be happy to refer you to my friend, Mr. Robert Green. All right, Shauna, so tell me, what other projects do you have going on right now?
Well, other than my conference, I'm currently writing a book. I've been writing this book for a long time. So,
awesome.
You know, I'm really trying to push to get it done. And it is about soul ties and celibacy and all of that good stuff.
Yes.
I'm also a blogger. So I blog on my website a lot and just post about everyday things. Whatever God puts on my heart, I blog about it. And I'm trying to get back into acting. Like, acting has been one of my passions for as long as I could remember.
Okay.
So it's definitely something that I want to get back into.
Okay.
Recently, a movie that I actually filmed 5 years ago was finally released in January.
Wow.
And I had kind of, since I filmed that movie, I had gotten pregnant and everything. So I had kind of put that dream behind me.
Mm-hmm.
But after getting such good reception about the film, it's called Pit Bulls in a Skirt, by the way.
Oh, wow. Pit Bulls in a Skirt. Oh, wow.
Pit Bulls in a Skirt. Okay.
Tell us a little bit about that movie. Oh, my gosh.
Pit Bulls in a Skirt is based on a book by best-selling urban fiction author T-Style. Shout out to T-Style.
Shout out to T-Style.
She's one of the hottest urban fiction writers that's out. She's indie, and she wrote a book called Pit Bulls in a Skirt by Macau. Well, she wrote it under the pen name Macau Malone, but
mm-hmm.
it's actually penned by her. And it's about four women who run a drug operation for their men.
Wow.
And, you know, after their men decide to betray them with other women and all this crazy stuff, they actually take over the operation from the men, and they basically kicked them out. So it's and more than anything is about friendship too. It's about the bond between four women who consider themselves to be sisters. And it's about that bond, how they're willing to have each other's back through whatever. Once they realize the men don't have their back, they really stick together with one another, and their bond can't be broken by anything, and they just bond together and come together to take over that that operation. So
awesome, awesome. Now, I know you mentioned about acting,
mm-hmm.
and also what else you said? You were doing
radio.
You
talked about.
And so with the acting, are you currently like going on auditions and things of that nature now?
I haven't been on any auditions lately.
Okay.
I would love to start auditioning again. Like I said, I have a passion for acting. I think I'm pretty good. I don't know about anybody else, but I think I'm pretty good. So I definitely have that passion, and it's something that I want to do. So I've kind of been, trying to see what's out there, trying to keep my ear to the streets to see, what auditions are out there and what's coming up so that I can prepare myself to start getting back in the groove of auditioning and hopefully securing some acting roles. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I just can't wait to actually get back on set and start filming, because it's something about transforming into another person and telling their story through yourself, how
right.
you're speaking for that person and just turning into that person. It's just something about it that I just love, and just bringing raw, pure emotion into, a character so that people can see them and feel, relate to them. So I just cannot wait until I get another opportunity to be on screen, to be, behind on a set and doing my thing. I just love it.
Awesome. So I want to say to you that, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my two dear friends, Bobby Peoples and Renee Peoples. And I want to introduce you to Bobby and Renee Peoples. They are wonderful husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
They're a couple. And they do something which is called the TPN Film Festival.
Okay.
So that is like the biggest opportunity for you right there. If
okay.
you want to get back into acting, you need to make sure that you're connected with them. I will make sure that you get connected with them. And then just go out. He has the TPN Film Festival. I think it's like every 2 months.
Okay.
So I think the next one, don't give me the lion. I think the next one is April the 22nd. I hope that that's the right date. But it's on a Friday. It's always on a Friday. And it's from like 7 o'clock p.m. to about 10 p.m. or 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
But it's normally like 7 p.m. to 10 something p.m. But that's a great opportunity. People get cast for different movies just for coming.
Oh, wow.
Just for standing up. They have different things. Like, they'll tell you to do, but you'll be amazed, the opportunity that has came from the TPN Film Festival. And they have so many different things. They have TPN Film Festival, they have the TPN Magazine. I think he's definitely going to be rolling out TPN Radio very
wow.
soon. He already has TPN TV and everything. So normally at this event, it's a great networking event, and normally at this event, he has normally probably about 100 to 200 people there at a time.
Wow.
Different filmmakers and producers and directors and blah, blah, blah.
Mention them to me, and you might
absolutely.
Even know her, Tessie Wilmot. You know Tessie?
Not by name.
Okay.
Probably
sure.
if I see her.
She's into acting, and I know that she's friends
uh-huh.
With Bobby and Renee.
Okay.
So I would love to
yes,
actually
ma'am.
Connect
yes.
with them.
Yes, ma'am.
And see what could come out of that connection.
You'll be amazed.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed. I just went, last Friday, I just went to the one that they just had on last Friday, and I'm excited and blessed that I'm able to do the interviews for the best actors and the best, whether or not it's female or male,
mm-hmm.
best director, all that good stuff. So I'll be interviewing the winners for the TPN Film Festival, the second and third, and I believe the fourth, Sunday of this month. So
wow.
just excited about that. Very grateful for that opportunity. Again, shout out to Bobby Peoples and Renee Peoples, and definitely want you to get connected with them, because that'll be your acting opportunity right there.
Well, thank you.
You're
thank
quite
you.
Welcome.
That's
You're
awesome.
Quite welcome.
Thank you.
So look what happens for you just coming and being obedient and coming on the show today.
That's how God works.
That's
he lifts you up with people that you need to be lifted up with. He does all the work for you. You just gotta show up. That's it. I just showed up here today.
And now you got a women's conference that you're gonna participate in. Also the TPN Film Festival, and there's so much more to come. So tell me, what's on your mind?
I have so much on my mind. I'm the type of person, the wheels of my mind are always spinning, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I always have these grand ideas and things that I want to do. So a lot of times, that's on my mind is all these different little things that I want to do, and mainly how can I reach women and how can I do this? How can I put God's message of love out there? How can I, let God use me in this way, or should I be doing this? I'm always thinking about those kinds of things.
Right.
Just being a single mom, being a woman, period, we have so much
responsibility, honey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, it's just hard out here sometimes. So, I'm always thinking about how I can improve the lives of other women. That's
mm-hmm.
my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have a heart for women. So that's just one of the things that I'm just thinking about. I'm just excited about connecting with you because we do
Amen.
Have such similar testimonies. And I do believe that God links you up with people for a reason.
Amen.
And when I came to that event, I was not even going to come.
Wow.
I was like, I don't feel like going. I go through a range of emotions sometimes.
Me too.
And even, just trying to keep myself afloat, because I will be honest, I still, the enemy tries to creep in, and he tries to get back in my mind, and I have mm-hmm. to rebuke him all the time. I have to rebuke him constantly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a struggle for me sometimes to just have the motivation to get up and go somewhere, because I don't feel like
I'm still there
doing it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just so thankful that I was obedient that day, and
mm-hmm.
I came out there, and that I had the opportunity to connect with you. It was a blessing.
Yeah, definitely. And I get that way sometimes. Even last night I went to an event, and I really didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to get dressed up. I didn't want to look cute. I really just didn't want to do anything but stay in my house and clean. However, I'm so glad that I went, because I had a wonderful time. My branch manager actually invited me to this event,
mm-hmm.
and there was a saxophone player there, honey, and the sax is my favorite instrument. So I just had a blast. It was just so wonderful. I mean, you would have thought it was somebody's wedding last night, but it was just a marriage and single event, and
wow.
it was just beautiful. I really, really, was very grateful that she invited me. I put the videos out on Facebook, and, so people can go out there and see it, but definitely.
Yeah, one of my goals this year is just to be more social and to be more active. It's hard enough being a single woman, but it's like I don't want to be a sheltered woman just because I'm single and I'm saved.
Right.
Life is still fun when you're saved. And
that's
I think
right.
that's a big misconception that a lot of people have, is that, when you are saved that you become frumpy and stuffy and, you don't have fun. And we still like to get out and have fun
right.
sometimes. So what I want to do is just get more active and get out and start meeting more people
yes.
and just mingling,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like I need to do more of that, because you just never know who you're going to meet. You never know how, even just going, being in certain places at certain times, how God will use you.
That's right.
So that's one of my goals this year. I just got to get out and meet more people and just be more active. That's
yeah.
what I want to do.
And I would love for you to participate. I have events actually coming up every month,
mm-hmm.
Starting in March. I took a couple of months break because I did something back in December, but January and February I just had so much going on. I just needed a Musa minute. But starting back in March the 26th, we have the Meet the Authors event,
mm-hmm.
and I can't wait for you to finish your book so that you can definitely be one of the featured authors. For the Meet the Authors event, and that's going to be on March the 26th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
at Cat's Cafe. Also, on April the 9th, I'm having my HIV awareness event. It's called HIV The Real World.
Wow.
The
wow.
Real World. So I would love
wow.
for you to be there on April the 9th, and that's at Cat's Cafe also at
okay.
5:30 to 7:30.
I definitely want to hear more about
yeah,
that.
We're gonna, yeah. It's going to
yeah,
be powerful.
Yeah.
April the 10th is actually youth HIV awareness HIV and AIDS Awareness Day on April the 10th. So my event that I'm having on April the 9th, I'm dedicating that event to the youth for April the 10th, which is HIV and AIDS Awareness for the youth. So I am expecting youth as well as adults to be there in the building because at the end of the day, these kids get started early and they need to know.
Yeah.
And you will be amazed, you know, the stats that's out there in regards to our teenagers that's HIV positive. You know, it's very, very disturbing. So I definitely want to, you know, have that just packed out. So definitely help me promote
absolutely.
That and,
absolutely.
And share that and, you know,
absolutely.
Tell everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a big thing because HIV amongst the youth is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I was amazed.
Yeah.
When I actually saw some statistics about it, I
yeah.
was just amazed. And I just think back to, you know, all the things that God spared me from.
My
you know,
God,
that could have easily been me.
It could have been me.
You
and
know?
That's and I had two girlfriends die from AIDS. I have several friends that's living with it. I have several friends that's living with other STDs and things of that nature. And I'm telling you, honey, when I tell you, you and I, you know, and of course some other people that's in the world, we put ourselves out there. You
yeah.
follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A
yeah.
lot of times people, you know, I've heard situations where, you know, hey, you know, somebody may have gotten HIV from their husbands. You know, that's bad, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, somebody that slept with, you know, someone for the first time and they got it, and, you know, somebody dating somebody that was down low and they got it. I mean, I've heard so many different stories, you know what I mean? But we put ourselves out there,
mm-hmm.
and God kept us covered through the midst of our foolery. He
yes.
kept us covered through the midst of all of what we put ourselves out there, honey.
You're just being naive and looking
yeah.
for something. You know, that's the thing, looking for something.
Yes.
I always think that when people are out there, you know, having sex, having premarital sex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and even if you are married and you have a spouse that's cheating, you know, when you're,
yeah.
you know, out there with people that you have no business being out there with.
Mm-hmm. And don't even know their status.
Don't even know their status.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care to ask. Don't care to talk about it. I mean.
And how dare you, you know, go and contract the STD and then bring it back to your wife or your husband, the person that you committed to, you shared those vows with. I'm just like,
yeah, that right there, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
yeah.
why it's so important to, again, I had to get back on my soapbox, but to let God, you know, write your love story. Let him send the person that you are supposed to be with, because God will not send you any mess.
Yeah.
And if you're with a man who does not take his vow seriously and he steps out on you and puts your life at
mm-hmm,
danger,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is not somebody that God intended you to be with. You know,
right.
I can't imagine God, you know, bonding you and yoking you with someone who would put you in harm's way.
Right.
You know, nowadays people don't. They think sex is just a casual activity. It's the same as, it's so simple, like brushing your teeth.
Right.
And it's not that way. It's something that's very sacred and something that's very, you know, special. And to be out here just having sex with so many people is crazy to me, and putting your life at risk is just crazy to me. And, you know, I went through that, you know, not caring. And what I think it is not caring about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because
absolutely.
When you know better, you do better.
That's it.
You know?
That's
and,
it.
I'll admit, living in Atlanta, I'm scared of the dating scene out here.
Yes.
I'm scared. Like,
and for Atlanta to be number 5.
Absolutely.
That, you might as well say we're number 1.
Right.
I mean, because that's so close to 5, honey. I'm just like, when I say I'm, and I hate to use this word, but I'm freaking scared. Do you hear me?
Right.
Out of my
right.
mind, okay?
I'm with you.
Honey,
I'm with you.
So when I tell you the things that I used to do, I don't do those
yeah.
no more.
I know. Mm-hmm. I worked professionally, I worked in a hospital setting before, and I work for a healthcare organization right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always, you know, doing HIV AIDS research. And when I worked for, and I work for the federal government, so one of the agencies I work for, just when I would come across people's files that actually worked in the hospital and then know that so many people had HIV or other
STDs,
mm-hmm. STDs and mm-hmm. stuff, and that the hospital is like a general hospital, okay? People sleeping with each other, employees sleeping with each other. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just spreading diseases throughout the hospital. It's just absolutely crazy that people don't value life anymore.
Yeah.
Life is precious.
It really
you know?
Is.
You really, really have to take life seriously.
It really
you know?
Is.
And it's just tragic, but there's so much information that's out there on HIV and AIDS, and it's sad that it's still such a big epidemic because people just don't use the information to their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, very disheartening.
Yeah.
And just, I'm like you. I'm scared to get out here and date. I'm scared. But at the same time, I know God is not going to send me any mess, so
right.
I just try to keep, you know, I keep that in mind.
Right.
Because whoever God has for me, he's going to be right.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I have
right.
a list that I prayed about. Not superficial things, but that's one of the things. Let them be drug and disease
free.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you on that. So, you know, it's just, it's very scary. So it's, you know, people need to wake up. I mean, I'm glad that he woke me up when he did, you know?
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been through things and I'm just like, you know, it's not worth it. In
mm-hmm.
the end, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Life is so much more than just laying down for 5 minutes of fun, you know?
Sometimes 1 minute.
Right.
So why even put yourself in that situation? Why even put your life
in danger,
you right. know, for a one-minute gratification, baby?
It's
please.
Not worth it.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's not worth it.
Like I said, control,
thank
the Lord for
sharing us, because it could be so
yeah.
much worse. I mean,
yeah.
we could be, you know, standing on the other side, you know, and my heart goes out to people who have HIV because
yes.
it's just such a stigma that's still there
yes.
about it.
It is, and I love the people as well that have HIV and
mm-hmm.
AIDS, because you know what? My thing is their strength is just so strong. Some of them, you know,
right,
not to say
right.
everybody, but I have people that I know and their strength, I'm just like, wow, how do you do it? How do you do it? If it was me, I don't think that I could live through that. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think that I would probably be so depressed that depression takes me out of here. You know,
yeah.
because I can't even imagine. So I'm very, very grateful, and I don't take it for granted at
yeah.
all, you know, in regards to that.
Still look at it like a death sentence,
mm-hmm.
and
they
I
do.
Think people are so scared of the rejection that comes along with the disease.
Yeah.
So I'm like you. I don't know what I would do if that was my plight.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't know.
But you know what? They're blessed, too, because there's so many people that have gotten married
mm-hmm.
after the fact. You know, their husbands knew their status. They still married them. So I'm talking about what unconditional love, honey. That is some serious unconditional
right.
love, because, you know, I'm just grateful that, you know, a lot of times, you know, people think, oh, you know, this person has HIV. I can't marry this person. Or,
and that's not true.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I said, you know, I want somebody that's disease free. But more importantly than that, I want somebody that's honest. So if
right.
you do, that's the thing. If you have it, be honest. Let
yeah.
me decide whether or not I still want to pursue a relationship with
right.
you, because things are not like they
used to be. Mm-hmm.
You know, you still can
mm-hmm.
have a relationship with someone who has HIV.
That's
you
right.
You know, and we all deserve love. We all deserve to know what happiness and joy feels like.
Right.
And, you know, just because you do have a disease doesn't mean that you should be excluded from, you know, being married or being in a relationship. But for those people out there who are know they are what their status is and who are transmitting the disease to people who don't know your status, shame on you.
Right.
How dare you?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Stop being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about others, because you're doing something to hurt someone else, but that person may still have accepted you if you would have been honest.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's very, very true. That's very true. Yeah, that's definitely a radio show that we can have on its own, honey, because,
yeah.
I mean, that conversation right there that will never end because of that. Also, I just want to state, you know, I was reading your bio,
mm-hmm.
and you had on your bio that you wanted to show the world that you can live the life for God and still be super fly. Let's talk about that, because that definitely, I mean, that just stood out. Like, it was like, ding!
You know,
I want you to talk about that.
That, for me, just still means that I don't have to lose who God designed me to be originally. I love clothes. I love makeup. I love hair.
That's right.
I love to go out and have a good time. I love to laugh. I love to joke. You know, I like to hang out with my girls, have a girls' day out.
That's right.
Just because I'm saved, it doesn't mean that I'm spending 24/7, 365 in church and on the altar.
That's right.
That's not what I'm doing. And the thing is, ministry extends beyond the four walls of
mm-hmm.
church,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
So I still just believe that with me being saved, I'm still the same Shonda I was, you know, in a sense that I like to have fun. I like to enjoy life. You
right.
know, my life didn't end when I became saved. It just got better.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? But I still enjoy doing a lot of things. I like to go out and mingle. I like to just meet people and do fun things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not stuffy. I'm not stuck up. I'm not a snooty Christian. I'm not any of that. You know, I'm probably one of the most down-to-earth people that you'll come across. And,
uh-huh.
you know, I'm not the type of person who I push God on people. I
right.
let God use me how he feels necessary for me to introduce people to God.
That's it.
You know, but I'm still that same girl. You can come to me and you can talk to me about anything. No judgment. That's not who I am,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a good time. You know, I'm not – sometimes I listen to – secular music, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love my gospel music. I do love some Tasha Cobbs, okay?
That's right. I love
you know,
my Tasha Cobbs.
You know,
absolutely.
I love to laugh and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
But more importantly, you know, I just don't forget that just because I'm saved, it doesn't mean that, you know, I have to transform into a hypocritical Christian person or church folk or I'm stuffy. You know, you can just still, I can still be the same fly girl I was back in the day. And still have that love for God and still have fun, you know. And
that's
I think
it.
People lose sight of that.
That's it.
You know, your walk with God every day is something that you're working on every day, day by day. You know, it's not something that happens overnight. It's not a change that happens overnight. It's just a decision that you make to just live your life for God. So, that's, you know, that's how I feel about being fly and saved, single. I mean,
and you guys, she is super fly today. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Now, Shonda, let me ask you,
sure.
as far as your blog and your writing and
yeah.
things of that nature, tell the listening audience, like, how would they connect with you if they wanted to see your blogs or read your blogs
oh, okay.
or whatever?
Well, I have a website. It's www.thequeendomproject.com. That's thequeendom.com. And it has, like, my upcoming events up there. It has my blog. I talk about a lot of different things. I'm also on Periscope at Queendom Project. And what I'm going to start doing here pretty shortly is Girl Talk with Shonda on Monday nights. I did one earlier this year, but I haven't really been consistent with it. So I'm trying to get more consistent with just having Girl Talk with Shonda on Periscope, where we can just connect and talk about anything that's on your mind. You know, we can talk about sex. We can talk about love. We can talk about clothes, lipstick, makeup, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'll put my God spin on all of that. So
yeah.
That's one of the ways you can connect with me. But I write poetry on my blog. I have so many different things. So if you're, you know, interested, by all means, go out there and check it out. It has how you can find me on social media as well. So I hope you guys do go out there and see what I'm talking about. I'm sure something there will bless your life.
Absolutely. And give them your social media information, too. I mean, I want them to be able to reach you whatever way that they are able to. They
okay.
want to definitely give them that.
I am on Facebook. I'm at Shonda Mayes, Shonda. Last name is Mayes. The Queendom Project has a page, which is The Queendom Project on Facebook. And we have an Instagram, The Queendom Project. Twitter is Queendom Project. And I'm on Instagram as Shonda Mays as well. And I also have my personal Twitter page, which is 1L for Love, which is actually the number 1, ELLELOVE. So that's 1L for Love. So you can connect with me all over social media. I'm on everything. I even have a Musical.ly account that I haven't used yet.
Awesome.
I don't even know what I have that for. So, but I look forward to connecting with you guys.
Awesome. Now, Shonda, I am just overjoyed. I'm overjoyed. Also, I want to just mention to you that there's a reason for our connection.
Absolutely.
And I am just super excited about everything that's going to take place from this day forth and us connecting and just doing so many different events and things of that nature together. But I definitely want to, you talked about radio and how you love to do radio and participate. And tell us a little bit about your history with the radio.
Well, when I was in college back home in Virginia, I had started an internship at a radio station who Like, I started when they were brand new, and I stayed with that station, and it grew and became one of the top stations in that market. And I started off in promotions as a promotions intern.
Okay.
And then from that, I became the program director's assistant, and then one of the assistant program director, he had a show, and he asked me to be a part of his show. So we would go out into the community with people, and we would just post up and, you know, hand out CDs and all different kinds of promotional items and call into the radio station, or I would go into the studio and do drops. I would go into the studio and learn how to operate the board. I would be on his show, and I just so love that experience. I love connecting with people. I love music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just another thing that, you know, I really, really, really enjoy. I love radio with, you know, I love it with a passion, just like acting. It's just, I have so many things that God has placed in me, and I think he's going to use at some point all of those things at some point. I don't know when, but I just know at some point all of those things are going to come forth, and he's going to use me in all of those areas. But I just love radio. I love connecting with people. I love music. And, you know, radio for a long time has been one of the biggest ways that, you know, people stay connected and entertained in the world. So
That's
always been a big thing for me.
That's it. That's awesome, you guys. And I just want to say thank you so much to the listening audience. Thank you guys for, of course, listening online, and for my Periscope viewers and listeners. I appreciate you very, very much. You guys, please feel free to share the broadcast. I did see some hearts out there, but my heart hurts a little bit because I didn't see any more hearts since the beginning of the show. But however, you guys, make sure you tap the screen. We love hearts, okay? Thank you so much. Oh, they saw me. Thank you so much for the hearts. I really, really appreciate you. But you guys, I definitely want you to make sure that you mark your calendar for March the 26th at Cat's Cafe from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We will definitely be having the Meet the Authors event, and I will have Dr. Edward Womack and my brother Rob Johnson. He's actually coming from Wisconsin to be a featured Meet author for that particular event. And also mark your calendar on April the 9th for HIV, The Real World. And that's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30, again, at Cat's Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. You guys, I am just overjoyed and very excited that I had Nishonda Mays on today and in the studio with me, and I just look forward, Shonda, for you coming back on the air with me. And also, I want to extend the opportunity for you to be a part of the Crystal Chanel Network. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And we'll talk about it a little bit more in detail, you know, off the air, but I would love for you to be a part of the Crystal Chanel Show Network. And you can have your, what did you say you called your show before? Girl Talk? Girl?
Yeah, I do Girl Talk with Shonda.
Girl
yeah.
Talk with Shonda. So you guys make sure that you're tuning in. And, of course, you see how much opportunity that Shonda got on today for coming on the Crystal Chanel Show.
I got a lot of opportunity. That's amazing.
Yes.
Yes. And,
yes.
I mean, before we finish, I actually had a scripture that I wanted to share.
Yes.
And it's kind of in line with all the opportunity that I have had on the show just today. So one of my favorite scriptures is Ephesians 3:20, which says, "Now unto him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us."
Yes.
So God, you can't put God in a box. Okay, you can go to him and petition him for the things that you want. But the good thing about God, he's able to do far more beyond what we ask or even what we think.
See,
look what happened. I came here to do this interview, and far more than what I could ask or even think.
Right.
So I just want to drop that in your spirit today, and I want to leave you all with that, and that's a little bit something that you can meditate on and take with you.
Awesome. And you guys, thanks again for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Of course, you can follow me on social media under Crystal Chanel. That's K-R-I-S-T-L-E. Chanel is S-H-A-N-E-L-L. Or you can follow me under the Crystal Chanel Show on YouTube and what is that, Facebook, what else is out there?
Instagram
and Twitter and all that. Oh, my God. It's so much to keep up with. And I just got on that Snapchat thing. I don't know what I'm doing, but help me, Jesus. we'll figure that out together. But you guys, I am so excited. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Make sure you stay tuned for Shonda Mays and, of course, her upcoming shows that will be on the Crystal Chanel Show Network coming soon. Thank you so much, Periscope. Thank you so much, online listeners. And even though no one called in today, I'm sure that someone got blessed from this radio show on today. And you sharing your story and your testimony and me sharing my story, a little bit of my story and my testimony, but it's so much more out there that we have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely.
So I'm super excited, and thank you so much for being on board. I love you. Crystal Chanel loves you, and thank you for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show.
Sacrifice.